Morning Brew is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. You'll have the time of your life.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
All right, here we go. The good vibes, the buzz from the Nuggets advancing to their first ever NBA Finals certainly has not worn off at all. But some of the aftermath. Michael Malone wanting to make sure he credits his owners.
And now it's just, you know, hugging Josh and Stan Kroenke, because we all know in this business, patience is not a word that comes easily. And for them to have patience after that third year, 46-win effort that came up just short of the playoffs, they saw something in Nicole, in Jamal, in myself, and allowed it to come to fruition. That's a rarity in this business.
So as much as we are annoyed, irritated, bothered over, you know, the whole TV dispute, how much does the stewardship, the ownership of both the Avalanche and the Nuggets and what they're accomplishing wipe all that out? Like, if you're balancing the scales here,
right?
I mean, does one wipe out the other? You know what I'm saying? Is it even, or is one still bigger in your mind?
I think putting together a championship organization is bigger in my mind.
Yeah.
I think it's a shame. I'm more, it's like you know, when you're a father and you're disappointed, or your parents were disappointed.
Oh, I hated that.
Disappointed in you.
Oh, when they called me Michael, too. Yeah. Never a good sign.
It's the disappointment of, you know, 50, 60% of the people that could be watched, that can't watch it. You know, or can't, are not going to jump through that. And I know, I don't want to hear a bunch of 20-year-olds going, oh, it's easy, you just get this. I'm not. Listen, man, I am old. I ain't doing it. Sorry. Like, it's your responsibility to make it easy on the rest of us. Right? It should be easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should be.
But
I mean, you're a public trust. It should be easy for the public to be a part of it. The public, part of the reason the groundswell and the excitement is so big is because people are getting to watch it. They're getting to watch the play. Like, 60% of the people who couldn't watch it are watching it.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting.
But if you had to choose between not being able to watch them and have perhaps back-to-back championship teams under this ownership group, or be able to watch them to your heart's content
and not,
what would you choose?
Well, the two aren't mutually exclusive, but I get what you're saying, right? They could have put them on TV and still won a championship.
Two things could be true at the same time.
Right, yeah.
Somebody once said that.
Yeah, I would choose championship, obviously.
Next on the Morning Brew, we continue to wait to see who it'll be the Nuggets face in the NBA Finals.
Final is going to be Boston on top. 116-99, big win, avoiding elimination. As they outscore Miami 66-43 in the second half and come up with the win and keep this series extending.
All right, TNT, Kevin Harlan there with the call. So the Celtics were down 3-0. They were able to get a win last night in Miami. All right, two questions that come out of this.
Okay.
We have documented this very well. 0-150, teams that are down 3-0. It's never happened before.
Mm-hmm.
So the first question. Do you give the Celtics much of a chance of coming back and winning this series?
I think that would be, obviously, 0-150. It'd be a stretch. Do I give them a chance? Everybody's got a chance, but it's in the single-digit percentage-wise.
Well, actually, the wise guys, the analytics, still have it at about, I think I saw this morning, still with a 46% chance of coming back to win this. All right, that's the first.
Nerd stuff.
That's the first question.
Okay.
All right, the second question then is, it's still, in all likelihood, is going to be Miami. So the fact that Miami couldn't close out the Celtics in game four on their home court, does that make you feel better about the Nuggets playing the Heat in the NBA Finals?
I feel pretty good about the Nuggets playing anybody right now.
I do, too.
Right?
Yes!
I feel really good about...
Yeah.
Now, if this series extends, and obviously the Nuggets are going to sit till Thursday regardless.
Right.
If this series continues to extend, do you get worried, you know,
that whoever does emerge will be in a full lather and ready to go?
Yeah. Roll.
No, it'll become a question.
So,
it is, I don't mean to bring up bad mojo, but remember when the Rockies made it to the World Series in 07, they sat for a long time while the Red Sox, Boston, completed a 3-1 comeback down against Cleveland. I think it was Cleveland in the ALCS. And so they came right off of that into the World Series.
Right.
Rockies were having snowball fights over at Coors Field, and the Rockies got
a lot of times.
Baseball, different though. Same thing happened when my son's team with the Tigers went to the World Series and got swept by the Giants. I mean, the Giants battled all the way. Everything was a 7-game series, you know, and they just went right through and just sitting around for a long time. You can't simulate that in baseball. Basketball, I think you simulate a little bit better.
Next on the Morning Brew.
From 64, McManus missed it.
64 yards from the hash.
That's right. That's all we need.
That's all we need, Coach Hackett. That's all we need. Anyway, Brandon McManus cut yesterday. One of the higher paid kickers, among the top 10 highest paid kickers in the NFL. Had hit at least 80% of his field goal tries from 2015 through 2021, but last season his success rate dropped to under 80%, missed a couple of extra points, and he ranked 28th among 34 kickers in field goal success inside 50 yards. Right move?
You know, when it comes to just straight up money, you're going to get paid in the top two or three guys or five guys or whatever it is. And you got to be one of the top three, four, or five guys, right? That's how you got to look at it. So, yeah, I think here's the other thing. Let's face it. Sean Payton is coming in and doing things like this is a new regime. And this goes back to, you say what you want about Sean Payton, but this goes back to a guy you covered for a long time in New England and Bill Parcells or Dallas. You know? Well, because you were in Dallas for a while too, right?
But was Parcells there when I was there for 2 years? I'm drawing a blank. I'd have to go back and look.
But anyhow, it's the Parcells mantra of, you know, fire everybody and change the carpet.
Right.
I don't want the guy that's led our team the last 7 years or 8 years as from the kicker position, but that's led our team as the player rep. I don't want that voice in my locker room.
With the
big money, I want to move on.
Well, you know,
fresh blood.
Though. Yeah, and for somebody who talked about anonymous donors, you have a place kicker who's your player rep who is quite visible on social media. It's just quite visible.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe just feels kickers best seen and not heard. Next on the Morning Brew.
Totally moving again. And this ball is well hit to center field. Hanson will not be able to get it. Up the base of the wall. Totally cruises around third. Rockies will take the lead on a double by Blackman.
Drew Goodman. Drew Goodman with the call on AT&T Sports Desk. Rockies get a W. Tonight it happened.
W.
As they beat the Marlins again. Denver just owning Miami.
As long as we don't play Seattle.
Yeah, good point.
We're good. Miami?
Miami, fine.
Yeah.
Boston, fine. L.A., fine.
That's right.
Just stay away from Seattle.
L.A. on Christmas Day, not.
Well, yeah.
Or day after. Was it day before Christmas or day? What?
No, it was Christmas.
It was Christmas Day Baker Mayfield got... He was just
having the time of his life.
Frankincense and myrrh all over the place. I don't even know what that is, but he had it on.
I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Yeah, so the Rockies get the win over the Fish 5-4. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.